I don't know whether they ever use it in tanning leather or not. I don't know just exactly what shoemake was used for. It seemed to me like they used the roots for something, but I was getting out what it was.
You mentioned something that makes people break out, and you mentioned
that's poison oak.
Is there anything else that makes people break out?
Well, now, I don't know whether there's anything else besides that that could give you a rash or not. I don't know whether there's any difference in a poison ivory and poison oak or not. They probably may be the same.
Okay. What do you call red berries you eat with sugar and cream? They grow in fields. And they spread with runners.
Oh, yeah, that's some dewberries.
Okay. So these grow on the ground, and they're red and look like they have little seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Inside, about this big.
Yeah, that's that one. I don't know what. There's a dewberry, and then there's a raspberry.
Yep, shortcake with it.
Strawberry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another type of berry with a kind of a rough surface. Some are red, and some red and black. Some are red and black.
Now that's a berry. That sounds like a blackberry.
And there's one that's about the same size as a blackberry, and you can almost pull the inside out once you.
Now the dewberry is a little bit bigger than the blackberry.
Uh huh.
And I don't know what it is. And then there's a raspberry.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And now that's the one that you can kind of pull the center out.
It's a big blackberry, that.
Okay. Or someone might say, be careful about those berries. They might be. They could kill you.
Well, it might be poison.
Okay. What do you call a tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers? I mean, they almost always grow in the mountains.
Well, now there's a honeysuckle. There's a bush that has a honeysuckle on it in the mountains.
Okay, and there are two types of bushes that are pretty well known in North Carolina and Tennessee mountains. In Rhone Mountain, they have a festival for this kind of plant. It's a big bush.
It's a big bush.
And it blooms in the spring, or late spring.
Let's see, that's a...
Mountain...
You see, and that's a kind of a berry.
No, it's just a flowering bush.
It's a flowering bush.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain laurel?
Okay, and there's something else similar to that. There's something like that, but not quite. It's got larger leaves, maybe this long, and it also blooms late spring.
You mean that's a hollyhock? It's got a big leaf on it, but a bunch of flowers.
Yeah, these even grow further up the mountain.
On up in the mountain.
It's almost like a jungle where there's lots of them growing.
Hey, what, does it have a flower on it?
Yeah, it has a flower. Mm-hmm. Like the... But the leaves are bigger than the laurel.
The leaves are bigger than the... Let's see,
Is that a rhododendron?
Mm-hmm. A what?
Rhododendron.
I guess it is. I'm not, after you get up in the mountain laurel and honeysuckle and such as that, I'm not too familiar with
Have you ever heard of rhododendron?
Oh yeah, I've heard of rhododendron, yeah.
Okay. How about a large flowering tree with shining leaves and big white flowers and the leaves are prickly seed pods about the size and shape of a cucumber? There may not be many to grow around here, but when you see a movie of a southern plantation, they always have one of these trees in the front of the yard. It's great big leaves, very shiny like a polished. And big white flowers.
Now, wait a minute. That sounds like a catawba tree.